Blog Talk Radio.
You think I wouldn't have him unless I could have him by the balls? You think I'd just dish it out? You don't think I'd take it at all? You think I am stronger? You think I walk taller than the rest? You think I'm usually wearing the pants just because I rarely wear a dress? When you look at me, you see my purpose. I'd settle up my anger and ride. You think I stand so firm? You think I sit so high on my trusty steed? Well, let me tell you, I'm usually face down on the ground when there's a stampede. I sing what I wish I could say, and I hope somewhere some woman hears my music and it helps her through her day. Some guy designed these shoes I use to walk around. Some big man's business turns a profit every time I lay my money down. Some guy designed this room I'm standing in. Another one built it with his own tools. Who says I like right angles? These are not my laws. These are not my rules. Like I fool you, I don't have the power. We just don't run this place.
Welcome to Here Be Monsters, part of the drumline of radio activists on air supporting the Occupy movement worldwide, but mostly with Occupy Wall Street. That's where our heart lies. And this is sponsored by Roundtree 7, that's the number 7.com. And the writers there, who are the hosts for this solidarity show. I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry. This is an official boycott of the MSM media, or the mainstream media. The challenge right now is to calmly and smoothly as possible bring knowledge to the social consciousness in reporting as much as the social net feed will allow and in keeping spot coverage of the protests and occupation best we can. I have a equipment breakdown kind of a problem today. I'm using my business phone with the speaker. I hope I'm broadcasting okay. We'll find out in the replay. Basically, I need to up my minutes. Okay, on my iPhone, and when that gets done, it takes 24 hours. You know, we'll go back to that, or maybe we sound better this way. Either way, we are here. We are in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street, or the acronym is OWS. And there is a lot of the big topic today is the co-opting. But before I speak about the co-opting, the political product line that a lot of Democrat politicians are attempting to do, and I don't think that all of them are doing it in a bad way. I think some of them are genuinely desirous to say, hey, well, this is our ideal. I mean, there are a lot of local independent and Democrat politicians, who knows, probably some Republican politicians who basically will say, you know, hey, we believe in this movement. We think it's a great idea and long past its time to come. You know, hey, huzzah, you know. On the other hand, the Van Jones MoveOn.org group has already hit our territory, and I've heard tell that it's hit the territory of a lot of other local through the Democrat Party. The DCCC has put the worker ants, the worker bees, into the groups, and there is that's not cool. That's trying to co-opt for your purposes. Their political messages are the ones that they want put out, and not the message of Occupy Wall Street, which is the 99%. And they were very clear with their declaration. And just to bring it all back home, to put it together here the way it should be, I am going to replay, please bear through Keith's talking about the tweeting at the beginning here, but I'm going to find it. K.O.'s, he's going to read the document that was released from the Media Center at the General Assembly of Occupy Wall Street. So let's go into it. Let's listen to it. Let's get straight on this again. Or you don't have to go straight. You just have to get it straight, okay? We want to keep everything PC here as we can, or IPC. Okay, or PIC. What are we doing? We're going to play it now here. Wait on.
Johnny Marini, a reporter of the New York Daily News, has tweeted at this hour that police are indeed pepper spraying and arresting Occupy Wall Street protesters on Wall Street. Additionally, I can see protesters in Kettled area on Wall and Broadway doing jazz hands in air. Additionally, we had told you earlier from Ryan Devereaux of Democracy Now, who was on the program earlier in the week, that he reports from Broadway and Wall Street, protesters attempted to enter the Wall Street area after the basically 12-block march from Foley Square back to Zuccotti Park via City Hall, that police pushed back, fights ensued, random pepper spraying into that crowd that tried to occupy Wall Street, literally to get onto Wall Street. Police on horseback came out. More police showed up. Arrests were made. Ryan Devereaux said he personally saw at least 20 people arrested. Obviously, nothing close to the 700 at Brooklyn Bridge on Saturday, but barricades were knocked down. And so after an extraordinarily peaceful and accomplished-filled day, the Occupy Wall Street protesters, as night falls in New York, it's an entirely different scene, and we're going to continue to provide you with details as they come into us here at the control desk. For the whole of the time that the Occupy Wall Street protesters have been making their case for a sea change in the way we Americans permit big business to draw and quarter and circumscribe our lives. Media, too corrupt or too dense to understand anything more complicated than whether the blonde is missing or the verdict is guilty, have parroted what do they want, what is their catchphrase. In our third story, it is not a catchphrase, but it is a declaration of what they want. That the document, which I will read in full in a moment, is not a list of laws to be repealed nor politicians to be elected, may only confuse the precocious ninth graders now passing for TV anchor newsmen these days, but the absence of the kind of painted footsteps with which they used to mark the floors of dance instruction studios is, in a way, breathtaking. The 2x4 that Errol Lewis described, it implies that there is so much to change, that such a tipping point has been reached, that some easy-to-apply band-aids just are not going to be enough. And it implies that the commentators and politicians and moneyed interests that do not come to understand the scope of what must change will be without influence and without power before they realize that the change has happened. So with that as preamble, here is formally and finally what Occupy Wall Street says and wants. It is, in essence, their special comment. As we gather together in solidarity to express a feeling of mass injustice, we must not lose sight of what brought us together. We write so that all people who feel wronged by the corporate forces of the world can know that we are your allies. As one people, united, we acknowledge the reality that the future of the human race requires the cooperation of its members, that our system must protect our rights, and upon corruption of that system, it is up to the individuals to protect their own rights and those of their neighbors, that the democratic government derives its just power from the people, but corporations do not seek consent to extract wealth from the people and the earth, and that no true democracy is attainable when the process is determined by economic power. We come to you at a time when corporations, which place profit over people, self-interest over justice, and oppression over equality, run our governments. We have peaceably assembled here, as is our right, to let these facts be known. They have taken our houses through an illegal foreclosure process, despite not having the original mortgage. They have taken bailouts from taxpayers with impunity and continue to give executives exorbitant bonuses. They have perpetuated inequality and discrimination in workplaces based on age, the color of one's skin, sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation. They have poisoned the food supply through negligence and undermined the farming system through monopolization. They have profited off the torture, confinement, and cruel treatment of countless animals and actively hide these practices. They have continuously sought to strip employees of the right to negotiate for better pay and safer working conditions. They have held students hostage with tens of thousands of dollars of debt on education, which is itself a human right. They have consistently outsourced labor and used that outsourcing as leverage to cut workers' health care and pay. They have influenced the courts to achieve the same rights as people with none of the culpability or responsibility. They have spent millions of dollars on legal teams that look for ways to get them out of contracts in regards to health insurance. They have sold our privacy as a commodity. They have used the military and police force to prevent freedom of the press. They have deliberately declined to recall faulty products, endangering lives in pursuit of profit. They determine economic policy, despite the catastrophic failures their policies have produced and continue to produce. They have donated large sums of money to politicians who are responsible for regulating them. They continue to block alternate forms of energy to keep us dependent on oil. They continue to block generic forms of medicine that could save people's lives or provide relief in order to protect investments that have already turned a substantial profit. They have purposely covered up oil spills, accidents, faulty bookkeeping, and inactive ingredients in pursuit of profit. They purposefully kept people misinformed and fearful through their control of the media. They have accepted private contracts to murder prisoners, even when presented with serious doubts about their guilt. They have perpetuated colonialism at home and abroad. They have participated in the torture and murder of innocent civilians overseas. They continue to create weapons of mass destruction in order to receive government contracts. To the people of the world, we, the New York City General Assembly, occupying Wall Street and Liberty Square, urge you to assert your power, exercise your right to peaceably assemble, occupy public space, create a process to address the problems we face, and generate solutions accessible to everyone. To all communities that take action and form groups in the spirit of direct democracy, we offer support, documentation, and all the resources at our disposal. Join us and make your voices heard. The statement issued from Zuccotti Park by the General Assembly at Occupy Wall Street.
And that would be the declaration of Occupy Wall Street. It's not the political messaging of the Democrat Party that they're interested in, because what they require is that the political or the politic game by corporate products in D.C. stop now, that we elect an honest fighter to the highest office in the land, someone who's going to fight for the 99%. I think that's objectively a goal that's been put out there by the 99% and Occupy Wall Street and the General Assembly. They're hoping for it. They're fighting for it. They're staying right where they are with the only commodity they have, their bodies and their presence. That's the currency they're using. They're standing there and they're standing up for what they believe in and what they think. And this is the other thing. The Occupy movement is a movement that cares about one another. People are in touch with each other. I know people over in Tulsa. I know people over in Fort Lauderdale. I know people up in New York. I reach out. I want to know what's going on. I want to support everybody. I care. I care. I care. That's the bottom line. People that care. Really. It's about getting away from the brutality of the corporate cause and getting into what people need and care and comfort. Again, I would like to remind all of the acupuncturists and the massage therapists and the healers in the Occupy places, and they are becoming numerous, that they can use your volunteer healing skills, especially in New York City. These folks require comfort and care. The elements are beginning to be a little more harsh. They require comfort and care, so please get on down there. And I will, actually, and I'm sorry because of the speaker that you can hear all the ministrations of my desk, I want to point out the Occupy movement in Minneapolis, where Travis Beto has been, with a group of others, I'm sure, has been freely volunteering his skills as an acupuncturist down there to help the Occupy group get along and to heal. Massage therapists are really needed. The other thing is that be wary, folks, when you get emails from your Occupy movement that have the DCCC attached to it, or when it has MoveOn.org or Van Jones's contract folks. They're soliciting you, and this is a political product. It is not Occupy Wall Street in solidarity. So as I said when I began, that there was, and there's one other thing too. Occupy Wall Street has raised money. They raised money to create from the Independent. Mr. Gupta and his partner are now publishing the Occupy Wall Street Journal, which is a free newspaper. Pardon me. And has basically. The money that they've raised for it goes all to the purposes of publishing and bringing it out to the streets, to the people, to the 99%. So it would be a good idea to actually support that, not to look at it in a slant like they have at CNN. CNN is peopled and staffed mostly with, you know, folks who are reading corporate product lines. They're driving you to the conclusions of whatever the corporation wants you to think. Same with MSNBC. A majority of what goes on at MSNBC is the driving of a corporate message. My God, you go to watch Rachel Maddow and you have to sit there through the lies of BP to get to the news that's being put out by the Rachel Maddow show or Ed Schultz. You know, it's deplorable. You have to sit there and listen to those lies. And this is what we're talking about. This is what the 99% is standing for, the exposure of all of this. So please remember that even the Democrat and independents that might be locally coming up, and, you know, it's great to have support from everybody, but the co-opting of the Occupy Wall Street message of the 99 and the declaration, the 99%, you really can't, you got to be careful. You got to keep your eyes open. And there are going to be those cities and towns that are co-opted, and they're going to do it in good heart and good intention. And still, you have to remember, this is how they get their hooks back in. They draw you back in, as Michael Calderon said or whatever on The Godfather. So Anyways, this is one of the things that we're talking about. I do want to give you some information that will be helpful to sending any kind of goods up to. They need now blankets, they need bed rolls, they need toothpaste and toothbrushes, they need homeopathic remedies for pain and for headaches and for allergies. Anybody at a health food or nutrition store can direct you there. They need rescue remedy really badly. And you can ship these supplies to the UPS store, care of Occupy Wall Street, and that's 118A Fulton Street, number 205, New York, New York, 10038. I'll say it again a little slower. It's the UPS store, and it's in care of Occupy Wall Street, 118A as in apple, Fulton Street. Fulton spelled just like it sounds. Number 205, and that's New York, New York, 10038. Don't forget to go to the OccupyTogether.org site. That'll lead you over to the meetup.com site where you can find out where to sign up to join an Occupy movement near you. Please do. Please do. I want to also remind you that if you're in an Occupy movement, it's good to keep this number on your hands. It's the phone number of the ACLU lawyers, National Lawyers Guild. And if you're arrested for any reason, this is the phone number that you should call, because no matter where you are, they will hook you up, okay? If you are arrested in an Occupy situation or at the movement for any reason, please have this phone number to call. It is 212-679-6018. I'll repeat the number. It's 212-679-6018. I'd put that on my speed dial if you're with an Occupy, if you're occupying. And again, I've given you, listen, folks, this is a pretty short version of Here Be Monsters today, because I have this speakerphone. I'm not quite sure how it's going. I don't see anybody in the chat room, so I'm thinking maybe it's not even going out. One thing I do want to say before I get off the air today, and we're just coming on and off. By tomorrow, we'll be back to working normal. And before I leave, I want to say this. The Occupy Wall Street movement is the greatest raising of spirit I've ever witnessed in my life. Don't let it pass you by. Stand up, be counted, open your heart, be a part of the 99% fully in heart and mind. It is the greatest rising of spirit I've ever seen. Don't let it pass you by. Not one bit. Tomorrow we'll be back with a regular feature. I do apologize for the shortness of show. For those folks on Wall Street, here we go.
Start spreading the news.
today. I want to be a part of this New York.